This is it. Our favourite time of the week. This is Triple M Footy.
It's a rear.
Try to the Warriors.
The Knights on the attack.
Here come the Titans.
Oh, you got to love your rugby league.
Triple M Footy.
All right, let's do it. We've obviously got finals football in Mackay. Jacko, good morning to you, mate. How exciting is this?
It is. Finals football. We're just chatting about it off air. It's so tough. It's so tough for a coach through 25 rounds of football because this shows the talent of a good coach is through the 25 rounds, you peak, you plateau, you peak, and a good coach has them peak them right at finals time.
Yeah,
when you
right.
see teams like Melbourne Storm win 19 in a row, Penrith last time 17 in a row, it's so hard to keep your players up there. But finals football is played on emotion. You can play so many games on emotion. True?
Oh, absolutely.
Just like State of Origin.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about State of Origin. You played it.
No. But to watch it, it's
so up there
and exciting, and it's full on because three games. You can play three games on emotion. Finals football, 4 weeks, can be played on emotion. So
what happens if something goes through your head, you stuff up, you drop the ball right at your own try line, you give the opportunity for the opposition to score? What goes through your head at that time? Your emotions obviously gone straight down, right?
Well, we're all so different. We all handle things so different. Disappointment so different. It's the group around you. How good's the group around you?
Right.
How strong can they be for you? And you know what? If you make a mistake, you better be involved in six of the next tackles.
Oh, really? Because right. you'll hear about it afterwards?
Well, that's it. If you make a mistake in the line, you don't want them to score.
Yeah.
Because the coach remembers at the end of the day... Mm. He scored.
Isn't
he made the mistake.
What happened with Ben Hunt? Remember how he
dropped the ball.
He dropped the ball.
Yes.
Mate, we've all been through it. Look, I played an Origin match. My debut Origin match, 1990. I scored a try, right?
Yeah.
And it was a winning try. We won 14-10. And then I took the second ruck off the kickoff and dropped it.
Oh.
With 3 minutes to go.
Oh, no.
And I was in nearly every tackle. And the fifth and last tackle, Wally Lewis and me and the winger took the winger out. Just on the corner post. And
wow.
Wally got up, slapped me in the back of the head and said, "You're lucky, kid."
Otherwise, you would have been in strife.
I was in strife, all right, don't worry.
Look, let's go through the tips you've got here for finals week one. Friday night, you've gone the Storm to beat Manly. So that would mean Manly would play here in Mackay next week.
Yep.
Saturday, you've gone the Titans to beat the Roosters. What's going on there?
We were surprised by your tip there.
There's going to be a shock win. There always is. And you know what? I believe this. Try and find reason why a side's going to play well in finals. And the reason I see with the Titans, they were out, mate. They were done and dusted. Canberra could have won.
Yeah.
And the Sharks could have won. If one of them teams win, they're out. Titans are out. So they were already thinking, oh, geez. And they're in now. So they got nothing to lose. They will throw caution to the wind. And if things go off right at the start of the game.
Yeah.
Mate, they could be the sleeping giant.
Mm. You got the Panthers to beat the Bunnies there, and Sunday game, you've gone Parramatta to beat the Knights, although I reckon the Knights are a dark horse.
Oh, look.
You don't hear about them, do you?
While you've got air in your lungs, while you're still alive in this competition, anything can happen. That is the beauties of finals football.
I was going to say, this year it's going to be hard to tell who's going to take. Everyone's saying Melbourne Storm. But like you say, you just don't know what's going to happen.
Well, you don't know what's going to happen. We've said right through the year, Penrith, Melbourne. You know, they're the class act.
Yeah.
But if things go wrong and another side gets a sniff, mate.
They're going to take it.
I've been involved in games where we couldn't win.
Yeah.
well, that's what people say we couldn't win. But it's different
Why am I thinking the 89 grand final?
No. There was a lot of other games. There was games in reserve grade. There was games in under 21s and under 23. So there's times where we won when we shouldn't have won, and we've lost when we should have won. So.
Yeah. And to wrap things up, of course, two of those finals games are happening here in Mackay, which is a very big get for us.
That's huge.
We've known this for a couple of weeks now. We had to sit on it for a while.
You've done well. So Dave's done well, hasn't he?
Oh, my God. Usually he's...
Both of us can't keep a secret.
Your lips are kind of hard to keep shut. But it's good for Mackay players like Daly Cherry Evans coming back to Mackay, potentially, to play in the next two finals.
It's just fantastic. What a great thing to have. You never would have dreamt of this.
No.
That we get a finals of an NRL in Mackay. Wow.
Cannot wait.
How many can we fit?
There's apparently an extra 6,000 seats.
Either end.
That have been shipped in, yeah.
Either end. So I remember when they we had Melbourne Storm played here, I think it was Canterbury.
Yeah.
And they had the stands on top of the hill.
Yeah, there's 12,000 all up then.
Yeah.
Yeah. So about
Do you remember the scaffolding in the wind then? It was a really windy day when we had that. Remember that? It was not fun.
I don't like that scaffolding. I wouldn't stand underneath them.
No, never.
I've actually seen scaffolding come down.
It's like dominoes.
Yeah,
you don't want to do that. All right, folks, all the details at triplem.com.au, the official NRL station.
Jack, sound effects?
Thanks for joining
Sorry,
us.
Appreciate
it. Thank you. Our top today, 25 degrees around Mackay with Santana right now, Triple M.